SiriusXM Sports presents
At the Races with Steve Bick.
Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We're back. Hour three, and Ron Moquette standing by, and we apologize to Ron. We thought we'd be with him about 25 minutes ago, but it's been a hectic morning. Ron joins us after Saturday, and the opportunity for Whitmore, who people say the horses don't stay around to develop a fan base. Well, he's got a fan base, and certainly at Oaklawn, where he was going to attempt to win his fourth straight Hot Spring Stake, he's a favorite, and still had to go out and do it. And it was a good group. There was certainly some horses that on paper looked, preferable from a handicapping standpoint. But when he split horses and came running, it made it very apparent that Ron Moquette and the team were not going to be denied on Saturday a fourth straight Hot Springs. Ron, amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're very, very proud of him.
How can you not be? Obviously you're going to go to win, any opportunity, but, as a horse gets older like this, you're also watching for signs that, that he's lost a step. And you talk about the expectations, coming toward the year and, getting him ready. I mean, there's obviously bigger assignments even yet to come, but this was a pretty unique opportunity.
Yeah, I think the second and third horses, choice-wise in the race were yearlings the year that he won it the first time. So we were, very proud to have him running at the level, and we're thankful for, all the people that work on it and that work in the barn and try to make sure he's ready to perform when he does.
And in terms of that, I mean, how comfortable, et cetera, were you coming in that he's the same horse? I mean, that you're essentially, working with the same animal.
Well, I mean, scientifically, we're at the same track doing the same type of breezes on the same type of timing. And, we got a lot of stuff to compare against. And sure. we see a horse that's happy and flourishing and liking what he does. And those are all the same things we saw since the first year he won it.
It's amazing. When it came to the trip itself and the way the race was unfolding, what were your thoughts? Because there was a couple of anxious moments around the eighth pole.
Yeah, I had confidence that Whit was ready to run and ready to perform well, and I know that racing luck has a lot to do with it. And, we were very happy with our jockey and the confidence that he has in the horse. So I know Whitmore is kind of a bully, and if someone tries to pin him in, he doesn't usually let that stop. So whenever I knew that he was in a little tight, and I kind of had some confidence that he would get a way out,
Well, he did, and there was that little bump. And I thought, oh boy! At first, I thought, did he? But no, it wasn't. I don't even think anybody was looking at it.
Yeah, I was just watching him, and whenever I noticed that they did come together, I knew that usually a horse that bumps with that little muscle bound fella is going to take the wrong end of that. So, I wanted to make sure everybody was safe and sound. Then I went to ride.
And the ride he did to the wire. It's been such a fun trip, Ron. And we've talked about him. I mean, this is nuts, actually, if you think about it. It's what? It's 5 full years of conversations to talk about Whitmore.
Yeah, we started the program here at Hot Springs at Oaklawn, trying to get to the Arkansas Derby, and we did that. And then we decided to revert back to sprinting, and that's paid off. The main thing about going short was we knew that it was easier on him. We thought that he proved himself as a great stakes caliber horse going around the ground, but we knew that sprinting is easier on him. So that's the reason for the decision, and he also happens to be good at it. So, sprinters get to last a little longer, it seems like, where I'm from, and we couldn't be more happy with where he's at today.
Amazing. And a 104 buyer, which, you talk about, you mentioning the ability to judge his performance level, particularly at the same venues, as the year goes on, Churchill and Oaklawn principally. And a 104 puts him in range essentially with his best races. I mean, he got a 105 in this last year. He got a 104 when second in the Breeders' Cup Sprint at Churchill 2 years ago, and a 105 again in the Breeders' Cup Sprint this year. I mean, it's amazing. A 7-year-old gelding, pleasantly perfect son out of the Scat Daddy mare, and come back around again, and how's he? He's run at Keeneland a few times, right? He's been okay at Keeneland.
I think his two favorite places is Oaklawn and Keeneland.
Nice.
So it works out well for us. Hopefully the racing gods are on our side, but it works out well for us for what we want to do. Is we want to win the Cal Fleet, and we want to win the sprint. That's our two goals every year when we have a sprinter. So. I couldn't be happier at the location of those two races.
Well, we can see the way. All you got to do is look at the last couple of seasons for Whitmore to figure out, how his season is gonna continue on. And the next opportunity, of course, assuming you're going to run him on the same schedule, are you going to come back in the Cal Fleet?
Well, ultimately, Whitmore gets to tell us what we do, but of course, our owners, my partners, and the barn would all love to try to win that third Count Fleet. And if everything's right in the world, we'll definitely be there on Arkansas Derby Day to try to do that.
Well, and if not, you can basically wait another 3-4 weeks, and you've 3 weeks, and you've got the Churchill Downs.
Yeah, there's some good races out there with some nice money for people that have a good horse. So we're going to try to make sure that our good horse is ready.
Now, Ron, you mentioned the owners. Let's talk about the evolution of how the way that ownership kept morphing over the years, and how much fun everybody's got to be having.
Yeah, it's a great group. They, originally it was me, and then it was me putting him into Southern Springs, and then Mr. LaPenta, who always jumps in when I got a good horse in the barn, got in with a Arkansas native, Harry Rosenblum. Harry decided he wanted to take a little money off the table and sold his part to Saul and the boys, and Saul's been around with us for the rest of the ride, I think the last $2.2 million. So it's evolved a little, but the common thing is we've had the same groom, the same gallop person, and, for most part, the same fans that follow him from start to finish.
Well, and that's the best part. That's the amazing part, too. Because so many people get frustrated with, the top 3-year-olds that go off to stud and you don't get a chance to keep rooting along. Here's a horse that undoubtedly some people latched on to, early in his career, and they've gotten to enjoy him, you know, for another 3.5 years, and they'll be able to enjoy him the rest of this year too. And as long as he stays sound and healthy.
That's right. You know, we made the decision it was better for the horse to geld him early on, and we do think that that is attributed to him staying around as long as he has. You know, having said that, doesn't mean that people haven't still contacted me about breeding rights. From time to time, the non-astute person will call and ask if I'm interested in selling his breeding rights. And I've decided from now on that if they do, that I will entertain an offer.
So. somewhere along the way, right?
You'll, yeah, that's right.
Well, Ron, I'm looking forward. I'll be actually coming there for the HPPA convention in addition to Arkansas Derby Week. What do you got lined up over the next couple of weeks? I mean, the season goes all the way to Derby Day now. We talked about that, you know, last year as it evolved. But what do you got to look forward to coming up toward the festival?
We've got a good barn full of horses. We've got some maidens that's about to break, start running, and we've got some horses that are waiting for their conditions to come back around. So we're happy with the roster we got coming up. You know, this is the fun part of the year to be in Hot Springs. The weather is starting to come our direction. If anybody's here during December and winter, they get rewarded, you know, the last 2 months. So it's going to be fun. You can bet on having a good time when you get here watching races.
No doubt. No doubt. Ronnie, this was a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, we as soon as the PPs came out, you know, we kept saying it's a great opportunity. But he had a couple of horses that he absolutely had to beat, including Share the Upside and Mr. Jägermeister. And he was up to the task. He continues to be up to the task. So, well done.
Well, thank you. I want to give credit to my wife Laura and Greta, the girl that's worked him, and he's not easy to work. Anybody that's at the racetrack knows, and the groom, he's a hard headed guy and deserves a lot of attention and gets it. So I really want to thank everybody that works their tail off on him.
Well, and it's been rewarded. You look at the record: 33 starts, 13 wins, another 10 seconds and 3/3. He's never been off the board at Oaklawn Park.
It's his house. That's where he lives.
I love it. And you know what? I just noticed he's only ever been off the board once at 6 furlongs.
Yeah, that was a weird deal, but I'm proud of the time he's been on.
You should be. Ron Moquet, as always, a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. Let me think. It's the next. Well, I'll see you the end of next. Yeah, I'll see you I don't know. I'm leaving. Let's see. I leave on Friday, so I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Well, you're going to miss Chindy Day, but you'll just stay close to social media. We're giving credit to an old warrior that's been kind of an ambassador for Oaklawn, and their Oaklawn and the HPBA have gone together to give him a day that brings
nice
to the off the track thoroughbreds and all the good that he's done in the sport. So that's March 15th. That's a shameless plug, but I'm throwing it out there. We're proud of Kendi. We're proud of the horsemanship that has been shown with that horse from his racing career to his owners and trainer doing the right thing to keep him happy and being a perfect ambassador for at a time that we need it for our sport.
Well, that's a very nice gesture. So Sunday the 15th. That's
that's
Sunday.
The 23rd anniversary of his first race that he won at Oaklawn, and he's still on the track every day doing his job, making people smile, showing people what happens when you do right by racehorses.
Absolutely. Ron Moquet, everybody. You can follow Ron. In fact, we had John Sadler earlier, and John is very similar to Ron. He's got a John Sadler He's got a Sadler Racing, you know, the barn Twitter, and then he's also got the personal Twitter, John W. Sadler. Same thing with Ron. You got the Ron Moquette feed, and you got the Moquette Racing feed. So take your choice. Use them both.
Yeah, they're both different, but fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ronnie, thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Great, great, great job. Unbelievable. Whitmore, four straight Hot Springs wins. And somebody sent me, we got a few of those. We got a few of those people that the horses that accomplished, you know, four and more straight wins in stakes. Boy, I mean, there's nothing that says he won't be able to come back for a fifth try either. All right, we'll take a break and come back. Nothing has happened on that at the Southern District, New York. They've got a feed. They've got a video feed. I think Papa Morales sent me the feed to their Facebook page. Who knew they had a Facebook page? And it says there'll be the press conference, but it's just right now. It's just a stage with a podium. So keep an eye on it. See what happens. Just Casey's got it up on his screen too. All right, we'll take a break. Doug O'Neill will join us probably about 11:45 Eastern, and talk about the win and the experience the barn has enjoyed in Dubai. Still opportunities with just what, three weeks. Today's the ninth, so 3 weeks to World Cup night. And Doug will send out a few. Back after this, though.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the five Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
DRF Sports Form Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Form delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsform. Enter code DRF Sports.
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. FTAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Vick on SiriusXM Radio.
No parking by the sewer sign, hot dogs, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade, nobody knows what it's all about, it's too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink, made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all
We're back.
Day, drive all night, brain my numb, can't stop now. Sure,
and
no doubt,
they have started that hang. Press conference, but the feed is really choppy. I tried the closed captioning, but it doesn't really matter because when it stops, you can't, then it jumps forward. So I think we'll let the reporting, and maybe actually, I do see on their Facebook, website, video, they'll have the video later, and you'll be able to probably watch it, and I'm going to assume it'll be better as a video than trying to do this live. They've got extensive visual aids, and you know, they're showing what feels like, you know, it's almost not. I think you're better off, to be honest. You might be better off going through the written indictment, which is easily, I mean, the links are all over the place. That'll help you, I think, understand, you know, what they're suggesting transpired in terms of the mechanics. And, you know, and I read that one paragraph earlier, and you know, the scheme, I mean, that, the schemes to execute, essentially, and it'll be fascinating reading, and we'll get everybody tomorrow, I suppose, to help you know, decipher what is involved. Meanwhile, let's get back. We've got visits coming up with Doug O'Neill in about 15 minutes, and right now Bob Baffert joins us. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of things.
It's been a crazy morning, man.
You think?
I woke my phone. I got up this morning. That thing was just buzzing. I go, what? I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and this is just horrible, horrible news.
We'd be willing to run the audio, but the thing is, it keeps stopping and starting. But everybody's going to read this indictment, and we'll know more in specifics. You know, that as the day goes forward, but you know, it's going to be, I imagine, you know, well received in most quarters about you know, the, you know, an opportunity to make you know, a clear statement about, you know, no longer tolerating and doing, you know, everything possible to root out you know, the cheating. I mean, it's maddening to everybody, from other horsemen to owners to the betting public. That seems to be the initial reaction, Bob.
No, it's, you know, to me, I'm a little bit naive sometimes, and I always thought, well, you know, maybe, maybe not, but it's frustrating when you hear this, because we're dealing with enough as it is with with all the bad publicity.
Sure.
Now this, and people, the normal reader is going to read this and go, what the hell's going on over there? You know, but, you know, we got to clean it up, and it's just something that it's really. I mean, I feel like everybody else. I just feel like, you know, the Titanic hit the iceberg here, you know, and so that's pretty heavy stuff.
Well, we'll let the reporting.
Let's talk about
yes.
Something good. All right, you call me talk about Fanning. We'll talk about him.
All right, let's start there, and then we'll talk about the filly too, because she was really exciting earlier on the card, about an hour earlier. But I thought the authentic performance was absolutely terrific, and I thought you got some learning about Thousand Words. Talk about your thoughts going in, and then how you feel coming out.
Well, Thousand Words, I felt pretty good about him going in, and he can be a little bit of a headstrong kind of horse, but he was. I was talking to Pratt afterwards. He was right into the bit early, and usually doesn't do that. Usually falls away from there and, you know, lay off the bit, and he's got to push him along. But he was a horse that's really strong, headstrong, and when he works like that, he doesn't finish. So he was just too sharp. He was just too strong early, and he gassed it, you know, turning for home. That wasn't him. You know, I really thought I was going to run 1-2 in there. And so, you know, that's why we have these preps. You're trying to figure them out. You want to figure them out before the last prep, because the last prep is the one that there can't be any mistakes, you know. So he came out of it well, so we'll just have to, tweak them. Equipment, maybe no blinker or less blinker, and train them a little bit differently. You know, he's a quirky horse, but he's still a good horse. And Authentic, I mean, that horse, he just galloped him. I mean, that horse is just so special. You know, I was hoping he works like that in the mornings. He just cruises around there. He's light on his feet. He just floats. And he moves like a gazelle. And I couldn't have been happier with him, because that was a tough prep. There was some good horses in there. And that horse is John Sheriff's. He's a really good horse coming off a layoff. And he's right there. So, you know, I was happy, but, you know, disappointed in Thousand Words. But I know he's so much better than that.
The workout preceding for Thousand Words, because we talked about it a few different times this week, and it seemed like you were trying to get him on edge a little bit and put a little bit of speed into him. And then when I thought after the race, when you said what you said, you know, okay, he's going to want to, you know, just kind of go with his one pace and let him do, you know, what he'd been successful with, you know, in the two stake wins.
Yeah, he was, you know, we just, you know, like I said, we know what he wants to do. And that's what, you know,
yeah,
trying to find out about your horses, you know.
Exactly.
What they want to do. Unfortunately, point given, we found out after the Derby what he wanted to do, and we blew the Triple Crown with him. But yeah, that happens, you know. And so so you're trying to, you know, but if you can just, it's like anything as a coach, you know. You say, well, I'll never run that play again, you know, and I won't, you know, I'll you got to tweak it. And so we've got you know, but one thing, they came back, they're healthy, and that's number one thing. And so we've got that going for us.
You mentioned, I also heard you say afterward that your inclination is to have Authentic stay at home, point back for the Santa Anita Derby. Does that mean Thousand Words might go out of town?
You know what? I'm really not sure. We were thinking
sure.
about it. I'll know in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, until I work them back, I like to decide what I'm going to do with them. But I just want to see how they come back, how they work back, and all that. So.
Understood. The Let's talk about the filly, then we'll talk about what lies ahead. A lot of excitement about Gamine making her debut. And then, you know, I know people are saying, oh, she beat three horses. Well, she couldn't have looked any more impressive the way she performed.
Yeah, I wish I could have gotten her in 2 weeks ago. I've been trying to get her in. The races went to sell. Everybody knew about her. You know, with XBTV now, everybody sees everything. So everybody knows who's going where, who's running. I mean, we're a shortage of horses. I mean, you know, I can tell you who's going in every allowance. You know, it's just, there's no secrets out here. But I just told her, just let her go around there. Don't let her do too much. Just give a race into her. So finally we got a race. But she's got a good bottom to her. So she was ready for something like that. So, but I haven't really thought of anything yet. You know, I haven't ruled out the Oaks or talked about, I'm just right now, I'll let her tell me, you know, I'm not going to get in a rush with her. So
sure.
We'll just see. She'll tell me what she wants to do.
Well, she absolutely looks the part. She was top dollar 2-year-old purchase, and there's a lot, there's plenty of opportunities as the year progresses. Let me also ask you about a couple of other performances on the day, because behind Flagstaff, we talked to John Sadler earlier, Bob, and we mentioned the Flagstaff win. Roadster was grinding away and ran a sneaky good race in that San Carlos.
Yeah, the pace wasn't as fast as we thought.
No,
be a little bit fast. And Flagstaff, he's a good horse. I mean, that's his distance. That's his, you know, he's tough to beat at that distance. He looked great, but at least he showed up. I mean, I the way he ran and the way the big cap, I wish I would have just. The plan was to have him in the big cap, but he ran that horrible race the time before. I wish I had him in the big cap, but at least he showed up. I think he's the kind of horse maybe going one turn, maybe like Belmont type races. He might like something like that. I'm not sure, but at least, you know, I was so disappointed in the time before because I know he's a very talented horse, and he'll get better with age, but he's slowly getting there. He's been a project, but it was very positive. At least he had a positive race.
Before we talk about Nadal and so forth and Charlatan, et cetera, let me visit from last week, the tries in the desert, and your feelings about Mucho Gusto and an update on McKenzie.
McKenzie, he just, you know what, he didn't pick his feet up. He never got away there, and he got behind there. He just never ran, and just he did that in the Breeders' Cup in Churchill one year. He just never got involved, and never, that was it, you know. And so he came back, wasn't tired, nothing, and we just I didn't want to take him to Dubai, you know, off of that bad effort like that. So he's back in he's in Chicago right now. He'll be there for a week, and then he flies back home. They're in quarantine, and I'll just get him ready for something here. And you know, I don't think it knocked him out any, so he didn't run. So you know, he might show up somewhere in May there at Kentucky or something. I don't know.
And Mucho,
Mucho, Mucho. I'll tell you what, Mucho is really improving. He's a tough horse. He handled everything really well. Pretty when he turned for home. Irad got a little erratic, so but he was. I mean, he knew he had to beat Maximum Security, and he was, you know, he was doing as much race racing as possible. But that stretch is so long, and the track was drying out because the wind. They don't water it at night. It's a wonderful surface. It's one of the best dirt surface I've ever been on. But it was drying out, and the wind was blowing, and it was getting a little bit deep at the end there. But turning for home, you know, I wish we were at Monmouth Park. We would have been right there, you know. But, I mean, for an instant, I thought, I'll be a son of a gun, you know, like, and Maximin, you could tell he was just in a drive also early, you know, but, and just the way he won was, Maximin was just so impressive, you know, ducking down, still getting up the win. So, but it was frustrating that I would like to run at least second, you know, at least, but for McKenzie not showing up, it was like, it was one of those things where I couldn't wait to get to the airport, you know, and so, get out of there.
Well, aside from that, let's get updates on Nadal, and I know Charlton just worked as well. Nadal seems absolutely on target for next week or this week in the Rebel. And Bob, that workout that was published 7 furlongs, but was really like a mile and a 16th he worked.
Well, I mean, he's got he's a big, strong horse. So he's a heavy horse, and so this track is very demanding. But when he came back, worked yesterday. He looked good. He worked 3/4 yesterday, 5/8, I think, whatever. But you know, two turns. That's the big question. You never know until they do it. And right now, I feel like he can do it. So, but until they do it, you know, we'll know when they turn for home. But he's doing really well. He's a big, beautiful, strong, powerful horse. So I'm looking forward to that.
And how about Charlton?
Charlton, I'm not getting in a rush with him. You know, he ran that big race. And so he's we just have him. So I'm letting him just come around on his own. So there's no big rush.
Agenda.
Eight rings. He just worked today. He worked fantastic today. He's really coming back really quick. So, so I'm probably look for something for him, but I'll probably know next week.
Just looking at the schedule, Sunland's in 2 weeks. High velocity, maybe, or what about the winner from San Francisco?
I've got those.
Azul Coast.
Everything. Yeah, they're nominated everywhere. So we're. So I'll know next week. Everything I'll know next week.
All right.
I'm just waiting to see how they work, and so on.
Well, in the meantime, you're clicking along good. Authentic remains undefeated. 1,000 words comes back fine and works toward the next assignment. And any other thoughts about Saturday? I thought overall it was a really fun day to watch. It seemed like there was some real energy at Santa Anita, and maybe the pendulum swinging back in the right direction.
Well, I told my wife that if I hadn't won any races on Saturday and people asked, where's Bob? I was going to have her tell that he's in quarantine with the coronavirus. You won't see him till Del Mar. So I was happy.
A good day. The handle was strong. Everything went well.
We're dealing with a lot here in California. They're working hard. They're trying to, you know, it's tough here in California, but at the same day, it's so beautiful. It was a beautiful day, and that's the thing about Sandy. It's just this is the most wonderful racetrack in America, and it's just hoping that we just gotta make it work.
Well, everybody doing what they can to make it work. And Bob, congratulations! And we'll watch. We'll look forward to Rebel Week next week and this coming week, and see where everybody goes in their next sets of assignments.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you.
Not at all. Bob Baffert, everybody, and an update on all the players. And those that bet Charlton, I don't know. That's why I said it earlier this morning. If you, how do you bet? How do you bet a horse like that in your future wager? You know, at least Nadal has got, you know, at least he's got a couple of races under his belt to go forward. And you know that he's pointing and getting ready for, you know, for the next, you know, the next level with the Rebel coming up on Saturday. But it's Authentic, Charlatan, Nadal. He also mentioned 8 rings, who I keep forgetting about. I kind of shunting him off to the side a little bit after he kind of fishtailed at the end of the year. But authentic charlatan, Nadal, 8 rings, 1,000 words ballooned to 30 after the, that's interesting, after the, and I, yesterday, I looked up, it was 6:35, and I thought, oh my God, I had completely forgotten to look at the board, you know, leading up to the end of the, wagering on the future wager. But one, two, three, four, it looks like seven. seven of them to deal with. Azul Coast, high velocity, 8 rings, 1,000 words, Nadal, charlatan, and authentic. So a total of the seven boys. And it didn't sound like there's any rush on Gamin coming right back either. But that's what we've gotten used to with him just saying he'll, you know, see how they work and let them, you know, tell him where they're, you know, where they're going. We're going to get short. Yeah. Case. I see Case writing back now and. Okay. All right. Well, then let's take, all right, take a break and we'll see you late, the last break of the morning. It's been a wild morning and obviously the news will just be coming nonstop the rest of the day and in days and weeks ahead. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll see if we can close out with Doug O'Neill and talk about the win in Dubai and the prospects for what? I think he's got at least 3 that are going to run on World Cup night. Back after this to close out a crazy day.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Developed by Horsemen, HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at HorseBills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the 5 Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
DRF Sports Form Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Form delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsform. Enter code DRF Sports.
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Where's your
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Vick on SiriusXM Radio.
We're back. Got about, six, 7 minutes to spend with Doug O'Neill, who has been involved in really a fascinating experiment all winter, now towards spring, in Dubai with a string of horses. And there's been a lot of good performances. There's actually been a breakthrough performance when it comes to parsimony. And then this weekend, the absolute thrilling win that propels the team toward World Cup night. Doug O'Neill, congratulations.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No, not at all. Talk about how this even came about, deciding to send a string, and talk about the mechanics.
You know, I think just with all the uncertainty that was surrounding Santa Anita, I reached out, sent an email to Frank Gabriel there in Dubai, and he emailed me back saying, who would you have? And so I sent him some horses, and he okayed some and denied some others. And so we zeroed in on 11 horses, and then just got a big shout out and huge thank you to the owners and to Leandro Mora and Tony Romero and other employees that we've had that basically picked up from their homes here and moved over to Dubai for 3 months. So just a huge sacrifice on their part, but they treated us like kings, and it's grade one through and through, the way they take care of people and the way they take care of horses.
Wild Man Jack, the winner on Saturday in the prep for the Alquaz Sprint, for the Turf Sprint, and this one has got, this has got so much of your operation, and the recent past, whether it's Golden Sense and the WC Racing team. Talk about his performance and put it in perspective.
Well, the fact Glenn Sorgenstein, who's WC Racing, is just an awesome owner, and he campaigned Golden Sense as well, and he still has multiple shares left in him. So this is a homebred of his, and he's always been extremely gifted and extremely quick. And just credit to Glenn, he's been super patient with him. And when we ran him first time over there in Dubai, I ran him 7 furlongs, which, hindsight probably wasn't the smartest move in the world, but he got a little tired at the end. But the other day he broke running, and Fernando Jara, who he's been getting on him for a little bit for us over there as well, he got him in the race, and man, he just had that California speed and took it to him and kept on going. So that was super exciting to see.
Well, and that's been a formula, actually, between, oh my gosh, Carl O'Callaghan's horse. Oh my God.
I know you're talking about
the Sprinter. Kinsale King, right?
There we go. Yeah.
Kinsale King.
I think so many of us, especially out here in California, we break them, and when we get them ready to run, everything just follow those doors. And we're trying to get them to break sharp. And I think with a lot of the Euros and the Middle Eastern horses, it's more designed for stamina and longer races. So probably have a slight edge on the way that our horses are prepped for some of these sprints. But still, he beat a dynamite field, and as long as he stays injury free, we should have a lot of fun with him come World Cup night.
Well, and also, we can't flesh him out completely, but let's also mention four left and that win in the Guineas, and then Parsimony, who I'm excited about because, I always thought that there was talent there, and it looks like, he's really connected all the dots.
No, you're right. Those are two, Pollinsvilla, Redham Racing have both four left, and Parsimony, they both have shown hints of talent back home here in California, and then both of them settled right in there, and again, dirt. The Parsimony won a mile and a quarter, and but four left, it was a mile and one turn mile, and they just they showed some great speed, some great heart and stamina and some class, and that was really cool to see them kind of validate what we've thought all along, is that they had kind of grade one ability, and now we're starting to see them hopefully head that way, and hopefully come World Cup night they'll both have a chance to be tough in their different races that they're going to go into.
Well, so the cup, the World Cup for Parsimony, and
well, I'm hoping actually. I talked to Mr. Frank Gabriel. Yeah, he made it. He's been officially invited to the Godolphin Mile, so that's quite an honor, and we're excited about that. But we're pushing hard trying to get him into the World Cup because I think the mile and a quarter suits him.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But we're going to be grateful wherever the invite comes, but we're trying to push hard from the sidelines to get him a gate he can get into there in the big dance.
And then four left, of course, in the Derby.
UAE
as they
Derby.
Call it.
Yeah, the Derby. Yep, and he's doing well. He's going to retain the services of William Buick, who's just what a brilliant rider he is, and a blessing to have him the fan board for the big Derby over there.
Well, Doug, you have to feel like this has been a smashing success the way it's gone.
It really has, and it's I got to meet so many cool people. I went over for the first eight days with Leandro and the crew, and just got to meet so many cool people and from all over the world. And again, the barn, the facility there is so unbelievable. You've got about eight different tracks to choose from, from synthetic to turf to dirt, and they're all so well manicured because they're not really used a whole lot. And so can't say enough and how grateful I am. But I'm grateful for San Anita too, because this is our home, and we love it here. But it's a great option having over there.
Well, plenty more to keep tabs on. Liam's pride with that maiden win, very solid figure too for the three-year-old. Looks like he might be a late season type for later on in the year, and when we get a chance I want to talk about how you got Fort McHenry, but in the meantime, Doug, well done. Wildman Jack wins the Nat Al Sheba Turf Sprint and looks like a favorite for the Alquaz. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve. Take care.
Doug O'Neill, everybody. Doug O'Neill won on Twitter. I'm going to go on Twitter now and see what happened this morning. We'll obviously get a chance to have full coverage of these indictments and what they mean and the specifics. There's a lot of things in here that, are from other arenas, including Harness and such. But what could amount to a real watershed moment, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Today, though, John Sadler, Ron Moquette, Doug O'Neill, Bob Baffert from the weekend performances, and Johnny D as well. All right. Go dig in. I got a 44-page indictment to read. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you in the morning.
latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Want an online tournament that boasts no rake, skim, or takeout with a $10,000 first prize? Here it is. Play ExpressBet Live online Saturday, March 21st. ExpressBet Live is for account holders only, with no registration or other pesky fees. Simply make a live $20 wager on one horse in 10 competition races. Earn the most and collect $10,000. Plus, there's from $1,000 to $4,000 in additional prizes. The top 30 finishers automatically qualify for the $50,000 ExpressBet Showdown. Sweep the card and earn a juicy $5,000 bonus. Don't have an ExpressBet account? Visit ExpressBet.com today and qualify for a $100 bonus. Then register free for ExpressBet Live, the best tournament value going. Play live online with ExpressBet Saturday, March 21st, and it could be your day, but only if you play. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Public Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
It's a tough journey.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'll come back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
From BRL Equine, the people that bring you EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Shield, now comes Flexify HA, the most advanced scientifically based joint supplement on the market. To find out more, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880. To be the best, give them only the best. BRL Equine.